You are listening to a sermon series from Open Door Fellowship Church.
Hey, did you get a bulletin coming in? You got one of those? Grab that. Take a look at the front of that. We are in our third week of a pretty short series, 10 weeks, that we're going to be in this series called The Wonderful Hard Works of Love. Open Door as a fellowship has been around for 43 years. And interesting the seasons that God takes us through. And we're in a season that he handed us this gift, this directional gift at this season, coming out of the book of Acts, looking at these wonderful hard works of love. At the heart of this series for me, it draws me continuously in every one of these 10 weeks and poignant directions we're going to be going in the future weeks into Ephesians 8 through 10. I had you pull this out because I want you to look at that first statement, then we're going to look at Ephesians 8 through 10 together. This series is all about that heading statement. As I discover how God has remade me and is continuously remaking me, to enjoy life's best by giving out love for others, then like a playful kid, I run to every opportunity he has uniquely fashioned for me. Every one of us at some different season on some any given hour of any different day, I think we're quite a conglomerate, an eclectic mix right now sitting in this room probably. Everything from someone wondering about their belief and faith in this Jesus to someone who has been ministering and being with and alongside this fellowship for 43 years to those who are going through marital challenges, addiction challenges, all kinds of issues. And there you define church. You guys are it. Not this building, not this intersection, not the label of a name of Open Door Fellowship, but who God calls the church, those that he's done all the work in. If you have a Bible, don't miss taking a look at this. I'll read it to you. But take a look at the words that he says that draws us into this series at this season and this stage of what God's doing with this church, you. For by grace, repentance, forgiveness, his salvation through you, for by grace you have been saved through faith. That's your only work. And not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not as a result of works, so that no one can boast. There's not one bit of works that we do. These wonderful hard works of love are his. Look where he goes in verse 10. For we are his workmanship. He is doing an amazing work. This church, this bride of his, not only to receive his love, but he is doing his work through you and I. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Open Door, these wonderful hard works of love is the work of the Holy Spirit in you. By grace, five-letter word we can't get our heads around. He not only answered a question of heaven or hell for us, justification alone, didn't just take care of our sins, but gave way that he would be about his gospel on earth. He is alive and working this morning. We woke up this morning to a sunrise because he's not done. That he would walk through you. Not in the Sunday morning red chair you're sitting in right now, but in the life you live, in the faces that you face every day, and the circumstances that feel like a yeah, but list for you. Guys, the yeah, buts are his redeeming gems and jewels in your life. May we trust him in those spaces. This morning we get to hear from Shannon McBride. And what a gift in these past 3 years to have Shannon as our pastor, your pastor of fellowship and community. It would take, truly, between now and about 5 p.m. for me to list in bullet point form the areas across this valley that she and others stand with doors open, that we would walk in and out of. God is using gifts in this woman and many more of you, that doors are open, that there's not walls around this church, you and I, but that we would walk and the good works that God created beforehand. He's been at it for 43 years in us. He's got a history of us doing good works in this valley. But in this season, he's doing something unique, significant, and different. And he's inviting us to walk in them. I implore us to hear what God has to say about these wonderful, hard works of love. And that's all a matter of perspective, the hard aspect of it. So pray with me for this morning. Father God, I'm at a loss for words to encompass what it is to know this woman who has embraced your life in her and the gifts that are scary 2/3 of the day. Really, God, you're inviting me to go meet with them? Why do they want to hear from us? Jesus, this is all your works. It's your works that I am saved. It's by your works that I am Christ in Sam Hill. It's by your works that you are continuing to redeem my marriage. It's by your works, Jesus, that I am made holy. And it's by your works that you've decided to move this body out beyond our doors, beyond our walls, inviting us into places that I'm sure some of them you will close the door to, and some you will usher us through. Jesus, this morning, may we with childlike faith go, yeah, this is not a progressive process that I heal and equip and then get to be your amazing workmanship. You're declaring that I am it. Wherever I may go, Jesus, may we with childlike faith open our hearts and our minds to hear where it is that you are leading us as a body of Christ, as an individual. Jesus, you know where this day and this series takes us because you've put it before us in this time. So you lead this. Have your way, and may we walk so lightly. May we dance in who we are in you, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Morning, friends. Can we turn that down a little bit? I want to be able to see them. Hi. I love that I get to work for you guys, and I love you guys so much with such sincerity. Oh, look, the high schoolers are here. Okay, now it's good. Welcome. My outline here. So maybe I should, I wanted to think, how could I break the ice? And so if you're a friend of mine, you might get a text like this from me sometimes. That's me. Or you might get a text like this in the morning hours. That's probably an evening hour, you know. Or you might get one like this. That's the morning. I just wanted to feel like we were comfortable with each other. So that's just, you know, a little icebreaker for you. Let me just pray for myself mostly right now before we start. Jesus, these are indeed my friends, God. And Lord, I just pray that today you will help me just to speak the things that you would have for my friends, that they would hear you above everything else. So be with us, Jesus. Love you, Lord. Amen. My hope today is that I would remind you or tell you for the first time or delight you or excite you about one thing, and it's this: that truly the most life-giving sense of joy and satisfaction and fulfillment and love and maturing that I will experience will happen when I allow God's love to pour through me for others. I think we miss that sometimes because we're busy and we're just doing what we do, and we miss a beautiful, incredible thing that happens, the miracle of Christ through us. It is the completion of our faith. It is our destiny. It is why God designed us, is that we would give this incredible love away every day. And in the giving, we receive joy and satisfaction and significance. I don't know about you, but I want to feel significant. Now, I will even say this: I need to feel significant. And so do you. God made you that way, to feel valued and loved and like there's a reason for your life and a purpose. We were made with that need. And that need gets satisfied. One of the most biggest ways God does that is when we allow God to love others through us. It is the completion of our faith. Let's go to God's Word together. It's open your Bibles if you've got them to 2 Corinthians 5, 11 through 21. I'm going to just read it with you. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but we are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it's for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it's for you. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died. And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sin against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Amen. The righteousness of God, Christ in me, a new creature. I've got a couple scribes that are going to help me, Chris and I think Tom's over there. Where I want to start this morning is in us reminding each other, saying it out loud, who is this Christ that we worship? Who is this God that we love? So my scribes are going to fill this whiteboard, write big, fill it in, write over, with all of the things you have to say about who is Christ? Who is Jesus? Shout it out.
Messiah.
A Messiah, absolutely. How do you spell it? You didn't know. No, you'll figure it out. Go ahead, more. What?
Redeemer. Friend.
A friend. Amen.
Love.
He is love. He is love. He is our Father. Father of the world? Of the world, absolutely. He is our salvation. Amen.
He's our King.
He is our King. He's our Prince of Peace. Getting this, guys? Keep going. Come on. He's our morning star. The creator. Is that what you said?
Our light.
King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen.
Fully God and fully
man. He's the Holy Spirit. Got lots of room. He's a healer. Absolutely. Unchanging,
spotless lamb.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Yahweh.
El Shaddai. We're not going to grade it. Write it really small so they can't tell. What else? Abba Daddy. Absolutely. What was it?
Bread of life.
I don't know if I haven't heard hope. If I had heard, he's my hope. He's my only hope. Joy. Savior. Amen. Life. Protector. Keep going, guys. What? He's truth. Absolutely. What?
Mother.
Mother. What is it? Fruit of the Spirit. What did I hear over here? Wedding?
The way.
The way. He is the way. Absolutely.
Powerful.
All-powerful. Almighty. Living water. Drink him in. He's my husband. Amen. Agape love. Couple more. What? He's our teacher. Absolutely. Our counselor. Amen. Bread of life. Absolutely. He's a fun guy. He's got a sense of humor. Thank you, guys. Round of applause for our scribes. You did good. You did good. He is all of this and infinitely more than we could even have time to ever say. Inconceivably wonderful. Everything. And this is who I am. Christ in me. The moment that I said yes to Jesus, all of this became true about me and about you. There was a point in time for every person in this room who believes in Jesus where they said, I believe that Jesus, as it says in his word, let's read it right from, I'm not going to be able to find it. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sin against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. There was a time we were all separated from this, and God did not want that. He wanted us with him, and our sin kept us away. Because it can't mix with this. But God made a way. He sent his son Jesus, the perfect lamb, as the sacrifice to pay the price for all of our sins, past, present, future, so that all of this holiness could be in me, one with Christ and one with you forever, no matter what. I am reconciled with Christ. And I am a new creature. You are a new creature. So what does that look like? Oh, I'm going to say this. The completion of this work of him dying on the cross and making a way that Christ could be in me, is it going through me? That's the completion of his work for me, in me. The other half of the coin is not just that I would become a new creature, is that I would now be his ambassador and give it away. So what does that look like? I think God is so sweet and so personal that he knows us so well. He is our creator, literally my creator, your creator. And he knitted you together in a very unique way, and he uses that every single day. He knits in a sweet desire to protect children in Sarah, and she loves working with foster families and foster kids. And she represents Jesus every day, and they experience Christ through her. Steve Fine is a servant gifted man, and I think he's the one that did this morning. He often does. He fills all the little cups with juice. And if you've ever seen it, it's quite an art. And he does it with such sweet faithfulness. Just like Jesus washed the disciples' feet, Steve fills these cups for us, and we experience all of this through Steve as we take communion every day. Humor. God loves me through humor when you're just who you are and who he made you to be, Mark. And Kenny just sends me a little, I'm praying for you, and I experience all of this through Kenny. And Kenny's just being Kenny. And God uniquely designed you in the same way, where you just get to be who he made you and recognize what's happening. I think part of what I'm doing this morning is saying, if there's a sunset I want you to not miss. Sometimes I've gotten texts from Jason, and it'll say, go outside. And I think, you go outside. And then I go, well, maybe I should go outside. Maybe they're outside. Maybe somebody's out. Maybe they're TPing my house. But anyway, I go outside, and there's this incredible sunset. Lately, we've had a lot of those, haven't we? And I've seen them on Instagram, people saying, look at this, don't miss it. I feel like that's what I'm doing this morning. Don't miss this. You might have been missing this. I've missed it a lot. I think I've gone about life just doing work and ministry and busyness and good stuff, but I think I've missed the sunset. I've missed the whoosh of Christ through me and the amazing feeling, experience of Jesus through me. And I don't want you to miss that because it's amazing. It happens every single day, all day long, because you are a new creature. And whether you like it or not, realize it or not, Christ is flowing through you. Here's a good one, John Lynch. You all know him. John is a gifted teacher, and he stands up here and teaches us, and we experience the love of Christ through him, do we not? And it actually draws us to Jesus. Sometimes I think people get drawn to John, and it's really, you know, he's a great guy, but it's Jesus that we get drawn to. Sometimes, this is harder because we're fragile and we think, I can't, I got nothing. I get to share my life story a little bit. It's a long story that I'll try to make short. I was 35 when I became a believer, and I was as broken as a woman could be. In a series of events, I lost my boyfriend that I thought was going to be my husband as he changed his mind about marrying me. And I stepped away from a job thinking I was getting married, so I didn't have a job. And I gave up my apartment, so I had no home. I'd lost everything. And I was living in my grandparents' basement. And I would lay in bed, and I would try to figure out how I could kill myself. But I didn't want anyone to find my body, because I'm so vain. And I couldn't figure out how to do that. I wished that there was a light switch. I wanted just to turn a switch and be done. I was done. I couldn't fathom starting over just to be here again. So I'm right in that season where I felt like, what's the point? I got nothing to give. I'm alone. And I get a phone call from my friend Chris Copeland, and she says, there's a friend of mine who I've just had twins, and she's kind of tired because she's had twins, and she, would you mind going over and helping a little bit? And I at first went like, oh, I can't. And then I thought, well, I got to do good because I'm a Christian. So I said yes, and I went, knocked on the door. Jeff answered the door, and I'm like this, and Jeff's like, hi, Shannon. Come in. And I got to meet their family. I met Elizabeth and Maggie and little John and Jenna. I keep looking right here because they're here today. Little babies in my arms. And in that moment, God started to do something in me. It was this through me, unbeknownst to me. And something was happening in me. And when I tell my story, I tell it from a totally different perspective than Lori tells it. Because God had plans for me that he asked me to move into, and then he healed me. In the serving, I was put in the, I was a brand new believer, I was put in the middle of this community, in the middle of that family, and I was just doing what I do, which is love kids, but I was experiencing worth again, and value, and love, and acceptance, and a place. Everything I needed that I had no idea how to get on my own. I received so much healing from just saying yes and walking in. That was for me. That season was for me. It got me back on my feet. It made me feel like I really had something I could offer. Sometimes what God asks us is just really, really hard. It's outside of our comfort zone. It makes no sense. And I'm going to tell you that even in those times, he is faithful to pour his love through us. And you will experience something supernatural. John Lynch and I were kind of talking through the message. One of the things that we were concerned about or wanting is we know that right now, sitting in this very room, are people in all kinds of places in their hearts and in their minds and their souls, all kinds of places. And there's some that are probably really, 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 really broken. And I don't want this message to be sound like a burden or a do or a should at all. I want to meet you and where you're at, too. So one of the things I get to do, one of the privileges I have is I get to sit once in a while with Lisa Young. Lisa, as probably most of you know, recently lost her little baby girl. And she is as broken as a human being can be. And she would say, I've got nothing. Everything's stupid. I am broken, Shannon. Sometimes we just sit in silence. There's no clever answer. There's just pain, and it hurts, and it's hard. Some of you might be there today. So I told Lisa I'd be sharing and talking and just wanted to kind of get her, how would you feel if you know? And she just said, I have nothing, Shannon. I don't even want to. So we went on talking about some other stuff, and she was talking about she's connecting with other parents in grieving groups online and how comforting that is for her to find people who can understand and just enter into her pain and say the things that she feels. So proud of her for doing that. And she said she and Jeff are going to go to a support group. So brave. So brave. Because they want to be around people who get it. Really understand. And then I realized, as she was sharing that with me, oh. I said, but Lisa, you know what? I know you, and I know Jeff. And I know that as you're sitting in that group, you will be some of the best listeners anyone will have. And you will take time to understand. And you will accept them right where they're at. Christ will flow through you. You are his ambassador. Even when you don't want to be. She will be used. Jeff and Lisa will be used by God to love his people, to reconcile the world to himself, because they are new creatures. And every time we love, it's Christ through us, and it attracts those listening to something bigger than we are. So let's review God's goodness. He's so great. He's so big. So God sent his only son to do something we couldn't do, which is to pay for our sin. So generously, so graciously says, all you got to do is say yes. And I am no longer separated from you. I am one with you forever, no matter what, how broken you are, how lost you are, whatever you are, I'm one with you. That's a miracle that I made it to a new creature. And then he says, and now you are my ambassadors. On your worst day, when you're not even aware of it, you're my ambassadors. And I will pour my love through you and reconcile the world to me. I want to go back to the scripture and read that with you again. Therefore, we are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. On your worst day, when you don't even know it, that miracle is happening. That's profound. And I love that not only is that happening, but at the same time, he is doing something in me for me. He is maturing and giving me a sense of significance and satisfaction and love that I receive in that. Like, that is, God is generous. He is big. So not only is that all amazing, there's even more. I'm going to go to Romans. Romans, where am I? Yeah, 12:4. Step there. Boom. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we are many. We all, many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So, he makes a whole bunch of ambassadors and sends us out into the world, and that's amazing, that no matter where you are, no matter what you do, that you represent Jesus. He also makes us a body. He connects us supernaturally, spiritually, as one body. An open door, I think we've missed this a lot. And we have an incredible future ahead of us as we understand that more and more. We are Christ's body all together connected. We represent him as a body also in this world. That's a miracle. What does that even mean? I can't wait to find out. I want to tell you, and I don't even know if I can find all the right words, but Open Door, we are in a new season. I am declaring it. I'm up here. I am declaring it. We are in a new season. I'm in this job that you've given me. I get to go do something that I didn't know I'd get to do, which is just meet a bunch of people up and down the street. And as I'm doing that, I'm watching them be attracted to Christ, because that's what he's doing. He's reconciling the world through me, through you. I'm watching that happen all over the place. I get so excited when, I mean, I have knocked on doors and they've said, no, thank you. I really have. Not interested. You're a church. Not interested. Done that. And then I've knocked on doors, because I believe that's what God's asking me to do, to be a forerunner for us, and people, and they say, yes. Yes. Orangewood Elementary is one of those places that, again, this is a public school, but amazing things are happening. The whole district, every school in the district, Washington Elementary School, is looking for a faith partner. So every school in the district has a faith partner. What? There's a meeting coming up on Monday where at a table, one table for each school in the district, there will be a faith partner. We're Orangewood's faith partner. The district, this is a, you know, public school, is allowing faith partners to join them. And we are at that table. We are at that table. And Orangewood specifically, because many of us have gone there, my daughter, they know us, they trust us, the door is just open for the body of Christ to significantly influence for the kingdom, to reconcile others to Christ. I have listed hosts of ways that you can work, serve there and work there. Everything from putting books on a bookshelf, but what, to sitting in the classroom with kids, to working at the after-school program. We did the snack bags. We're doing food boxes. But I want more of you to come and watch what's happening, because it's incredible. And more people are going, what church is that? Where do you go? Who are you from? This is what they're attracted to. It's not a church named Open Door. They're experiencing this. It's changing things. It's beautiful. So stinking fun. It is so fun. And I just kind of think about that. If there was 300 of us serving in the community with intentionality, what would happen? That's the season we're in, Open Door. You're all invited. God's ushered us in. God prepared it. God prepared it. I'm telling you. I know that for certain, because I didn't do nothing, and they said yes. God has prepared amazing works for us as a body to connect to for his purposes. And I think we're on the verge of some miraculous times together. I wonder what it'll be like as we experience this coming through us as a body. I think it's beautiful when it happens to us individually. Be aware, it's happening every day. But what will it be like as a body when we're serving together? When we're truly intentionally representing Jesus as a body? I can't wait. I just feel like, God, we're being invited to something supernatural. And I want you to join me. Here's what I want you to do. Pray. Pray. What's God doing in your heart? What's he saying to you? What's he saying to us? Pray for our body. Pray for what's ahead. We've got the city of Phoenix inviting us to do things. We've got Royal Palm Neighborhood Association. I should tell you a little bit about this area that's so unique how God has us here. Sunny Slope has incredible poverty. Incredible poverty. Across the street, 46% of the children live below the poverty level. Across the street. Royal Palm, incredibly, they're committed to community, of an amazing community, but there are people who don't know Jesus either and who desperately need this message. South of us, poverty. You see it. Transients on the street. I mean, there's need right here. And he put us here, and he's matured us, and now he's releasing us to be his body, to reconcile the world to him. So pray. And then call me. If you want to know, like, I do that, call me. I want 200 phone calls. I would love that. And what am I going to do? I'm going to protect you. I'm going to get to know you. I'm going to say, tell me what's going on in your heart. What excites you? What makes you scared? What do you want to try? I'm going to let you try things. I'm not going to overcommit you. I'm not going to saddle you. I'm going to release you. I'm going to release us, this body, Christ's body, together in a community that desperately needs to be reconciled to God. It is our destiny as individuals and as a body. It is the purpose of the church, is to love and be loved and give it away. It's what we were made for. It's actually not hard. It's like telling a puppy not to wag its tail. We can't not. And when we do, it is life-giving. Put my quote up there, please. This is true. The most, for you, for us as a body, the most life-giving sense of joy and significance and fulfillment we will have as a body, we will experience. The maturing that we will have as a body will be experienced when we allow God to pour his love through us for others. Period. You want to feel significant and valued? You want to feel a sense of purpose for a church, for a body? Then let's go love. Let's let this freely flow through us. This is what I like to close in for prayer for you. Hit it. There. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, as you trust this reality, so that you may overflow with hope and joy and love and all of this, teacher, king, friend, may overflow with it by the power of the Holy Spirit in you, through you. Jesus, let this be true in all of our lives, individually. Let us recognize the sunset that happens every day. And as a body, let us walk into this new season with great joy, great enthusiasm, waiting expectantly for a miraculous sunset that you've been waiting for us to see. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.